CliffCentral.com. A very good afternoon and welcome to the Youth Leadership Platform. And as per usual, you're sitting with Bongani Tau and the Youth Leadership Platform, I beg your pardon, brought to you by Student Brands and Leadership Platform. This is a show and a platform really about leaders, and how we define leadership is about movement. You think about what Adam Turing did in the World War. You think about what Winston Churchill as well did in the World War. You think about Steve Jobs and what he did to the digital age in technology. You think about what Nelson Mandela did for the future and the benefit of South Africa. That is what movement is about. And today we look at and critique what basically the leadership climate in South Africa, and mostly basing the conversation around the State of the Nation address that was given last week. And before we do that, though, we were up in City Varsity last week, and it was lit. And so we have some of the messages that were sent by some of the students at City Varsity. We will catch you after this.
Hi, my name is Nicole, and I'd like to say shout out to my mom and my family, my siblings, and Lerato, and shout out to everybody that knows me, and I love YLP. Yeah.
Hi, it's Tiango. Shout out to Amber, and I love YLP.
Hey, my name is Ase. I'd like to send a shout out to Nikki. I love YLP.
Hey. It's so epic. I would like to say shout out to the DJ, shout out to my friends out here, shout out to Welby, my mom, my dad, shout out to me.
My name is Kutwano KKC. I want to shout out to my mom, my little brother, my friends, and everybody else who knows me. We love YLP.
Oh, shout out to me. Shout out to my mom, shout out to my sister, shout out to my nephew, my beautiful nephew, shout out to my hometown glories, shout out to everyone who's got a lesson today.
Yo, what's up? My name is Luseha. I'd like to send a shout out to my boo thing, my King Away. I love you, baby. And we love YLP.
Hi, guys. My name is Naledi, aka Blue. I'd like to say shout out to my mom, my dad, CJ, and we love YLP.
Angelique, and I'd like to say a shout out to Tsirovato Sekwati. I love you, babe, and we love LB.
Hi, guys, this is Batavi Leticia Mafiri from Eclipse Central. I'd like to make a shout out to my mom, my uncle, my granny, my friends, Boosie Zozo. Yes, guys, yo, it's lit, Yazin. We love YLP, guys, for real, though.
Hi guys, this is Ronewa Mufoma here, City Varsity. So I want to shout out to my mom, my boyfriend, everyone, my family. So I love YLP.
Hello, this is Zotando Mzizi. I'd like to make a shout out to my parents, Alta Meki. I love you.
I love YLP.
Hey, it's Amber. I love you, Joshua.
Shout out to Surut Lake. We love YLP.
Hi, what's up? This is Meg Linka. I'd like to send a shout out to my team, my squad from City Varsity.
Hey, what is up, guys? It's Quinton Albatross. Shout out to everybody at City Varsity. We love YLP.
Hi, this is Tando. I'd like to send a shout out to my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters. Shout out to Lusanda. Shout out to Cizwe. Shout out to Ondiretsi. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cindy. I'd like to send a shout out to everybody who knows me, my grandparents, my mom, and shout out to YLP.
Hi, this is Cynthia Zwani. I'd like to send a shout out to everybody that knows me and everybody that would like to know me.
I would like to say shout out to my teacher, my mom, my dad, my best friend, Caravelo. Yay!
Hi, my name is Alessma, aka Nomu's Mabino. I'd like to say I love YLP. I love it so much.
All right. So that was the weekend for us. Very lit. And thanks to City Varsity, actually, for having us and to join them. Moving right along and getting into the seriousness of things and the crux of today's conversation, which I feel is very important moving forward in questioning basically what's happening in South Africa. Joining me today, young, very vibrant and bright and brilliant guests that come from an organization called Activate. And here with us in studio, and Adrian Groenewald, the writer, or the author rather, of Seamless Leader, and our very own leadership maestro. So, hey, Adrian, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's wonderful to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us in studio. So what's going to go on is that feel free to jump in at any moment, and I'll direct the attention your way as well from time to time.
Okay.
All right. So we will have our studio guests to introduce themselves briefly, who you are and what you do before we move forward.
Oh, I'm Tebo Tenyane, third year student at Monash University studying psychology.
Hi, my name is Depo Suping from Mohale City. I am a coordinator at Activate, and I'm a mentor for high school kids in math and science.
Hi, I'm Bongi Ndlovu from Ekurhuleni and also coordinator at Activate Leadership. And I also currently work with youth development in terms of developing their social enterprises.
All right. Thank you very much for that. So, Activate, let's talk a little bit about that before we move forward. What is Activate about?
Sure. So, Activate Change Drivers is a network essentially of young people across the country who are driven to drive change for the public good in South Africa. You know, I mean, that sounds like such a tall order, but in essence, we're saying, how do we connect and equip young people to have the skills, to have the sense of self, to have that spark, to be able to address the challenges that you face as a young person? You know, how do we enable you to come up with innovative and creative solutions for it? It might not be at a national level, but how do we help you to make your community better, you know? And at the crux of what we offer young people is information. Do you have a sense of understanding of how South Africa works? Because we believe that it is a level of information that a young person possesses that will influence the quality of decisions that you make for your life.
Okay.
And we know that what you decide for your life does not only impact you, but it impacts the lives of others and the country in general. So we're saying, how do we bring all of that together to enable to create the ripple effects from the change in my community to your community to anybody else's community to make South Africa a better space to live in? Sure.
Would you consider it as a movement?
Getting there. At the moment, we're just focusing on how do we create the linkages, you know, what are the resources that we can tap into. And then eventually in time, of course, it speaks to where South Africa is going, and we cannot ignore those questions.
So how does Activate do this for these young fellows that want to be part?
Sure. So what Activate does is, we recruit young people from all over South Africa, from rural Umhlabayalingan in KZN, from Bramfontein and Johannesburg. You know, we say to any young person, if you have a passion to do something positive towards this country, the space is there. You know, I mean, we take them through residential training. It's not part-time. You can be a student. You can be employed. I mean, we have self-employed young people to say, we take you through the processes. We educate you on navigating the socioeconomic structures of this country, because it starts there. You know, we say, what is it outside of what we speak about? Are you passionate about? Are you an entrepreneur? You know, link you to the hubs and platforms that can enable you to escalate your business to the next level. Are you a writer? How do we link you to the platforms of spaces? Some people have now become authors who've come onto our programs. You know, if you're just a community-driven young person, we're saying, come and get involved, because at the end of the day, we speak different languages through what we do, but it all leads to the same thing, which is to change
the same
South
change.
Africa.
Very, very, very brilliant initiative and an organization. And I guess honor is due. Now, moving to the State of the Nation address, from the top of your head, let's start there. What are your thoughts on what took place and what was spoken about
We will start with Debo.
I doubted the proceedings of the day.
Okay.
Because I knew if they started fighting, then the president wouldn't say what we really wanted to hear him saying. Those are my thoughts.
I don't know. I still can't find the words to explain or to describe what happened during SONA. I didn't think 20 years down the line after democracy we would be having conversations like this. And it's very disturbing for me as a young person, you know. But I am saying that I am hoping that we do not repeat the same incident. Mm-hmm. But if for the sake of democracy, things need to be happening in that same light for young people to say, this is what I think and what I feel, then perhaps this is the time for young people to be heard, you know, and speak out when they are not spoken to or at least not having their issues addressed formally and recognized by the number one leader of this country.
Right.
Sure. Well, to me, I would have, the whole 2017 SONA would have broken it up into two parts. There's the pre-party, if I can put it like that, where we all youth were kind of waiting for the whole dramatics to pass on. And then there was the actual speech that we as young people were listening to find out if our issues would be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So my concern as well, also share similar concerns to my colleague here, Deboho, that it's, I mean, if we had young people waiting at home that we had mobilized to listen to SONA for the first time, and that was what they saw SONA as, I mean, it wasn't a good
representation
of democracy, if I can put it like that. I mean, you had elders, you had vulgarity, you had pepper sprays, you had so many things that were happening that we were not expecting. At some point, though, I was excited at the number of people that were watching, tuned in. I wished that all of the dramatics and the soaps of that happened prior didn't. It was such a disappointment, because at the end of the day, the main reason for SONA is for us to hear about our issues being addressed and what to expect in the coming year.
And the state of the nation.
In the state of the nation, yes.
Not the state of the politics in parliament.
Or the state of the dresses as well, and the fashion.
So, Adrian, you are very much... basically, with what you do with the leadership platform and the training of leaders and the book that you've written and the conversations that you hold, what are your thoughts on the portrayal in our leadership in South Africa?
Well, Ghani, I think your young, dynamic guests, I'm assuming they're young and dynamic. They sound dynamic. I love what Activate's doing. And I have to echo what they expressed around SONA. I've tweeted a few things around this whole occurrence last week. One thing is, it certainly may have reflected the state of our leadership, which then reflects back on the state of our nation. It all begins with leadership. And I do get the big picture. All my conversations, all my meetings with leaders are all about big picture. You understand what the EFF is trying to do. You understand why President Zuma may act the way he tries to portray his behavior. You may get why Musi Maimane would do what he did. But even when I put all of that together and I understand the big picture, words like disgusted, disappointed, immature, I don't know, almost hopeless in terms of leadership, really, it's the first time even last year's SONA was very dramatic. But this year has just entrenched something in my mind about being very concerned around the state of leadership in our country. The fact that those leaders cannot rise above the emotion of the day and the disgusting swearing and all the other things that happened. And just think of us. Think of the people who elected them. The fact that bureaucracy kind of... squeezes the leader, President Zuma, in a corner where he can do bugger all about anything. Where he can just sit there and giggle and he can't get up and say, I am the leader of this nation. What's happening here is unacceptable. The fact that he's got no credibility to do that and no one would listen anyway, the way they address him, the disrespect and disregard for title or position, the position that he holds. I mean, people see that as the same as the president himself. So I can go on and on, but in all, We have a fantastic nation. We've got people like Activate and youngsters who want to become part of the solution. Mm. We have leaders out there in society, but that concerned me hugely. And it places. I'm preparing an email that I'm going to send to top leaders in the next day or so.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask them, what more can the leadership platform do? What more can youth leadership platform do? Our entities on Cliff Central,
yes.
Our social media, whatever we do, our writings, wherever we find ourselves, what more can we do to promote authentic leadership and fight, combat toxic leadership, which we have too much of at the moment?
I'm going to ask you just a bit later on to define away what good leadership and toxic leadership entail. What do they mean? And as well, pretty much what needs to be done to address some of the leadership issues that we have, being a great leader yourself and knowing so much about leadership. To my guests in the studio, the youth as the dominating population in this country and where the future of this country lies, do you think that the youth was addressed enough? If not, what could be done better?
Okay, just to a quick sum up on the campaign that we did. We went around mobilizing young people to tune into SONA, and actually with the hashtag SONA Expectations, trying to find out if, first of all, they knew what SONA was, and mm-hmm. secondly, what they were expecting to hear from the president.
Okay.
And from the responses that we had from the youth, firstly, so many young people don't know what SONA is, which also speaks to us. I mean, we can talk about government accountability, but we also need the community accountability element brought into it. So it's our responsibility as young people to know about such things so that we can be able to hold our leaders into account, because we are aware of what is going on. So in terms of having youth matters addressed, I think the more young people that we have that are aware of such platforms where we can tune in and participate and also voice out what it is that we need, our needs are, then we're going to have quite a larger number, I believe, that we would be more represented within the SONA ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But because the bulk of the majority of young people are indifferent towards these things, that is where we are slipping through the cracks, and our leaders can get away year after year about mentioning a majority of a population only 6 times in a whole speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it goes both ways. Are young people willing to go out there and learn about such things and make our voices and our expectations heard, so that the government can know that we are dealing with young people who are a majority, who are knowledgeable and are articulate enough to express ourselves in whatever language, because so many of our videos were in vernacular languages as well, to state that this is what I want to hear from you, Mr. President, because this is how it's affecting me, and this is what I'm currently doing in our communities as well.
What are some of the expectations that you gathered from the youngsters?
Well, the biggest one is definitely unemployment. There are quite a lot of young people that are unemployed. I think the President did touch as well that, I mean, you hear young people saying that they've been unemployed for many years, I mean, which is kind of peculiar, because if you think young, that is where your work life is supposed to be beginning. But you have so many people that have been unemployed for so many years. And the second one was that was touched briefly was our state of drug addiction. I mean, from KZN to Gauteng to Cape Town, there's this drugs that are just turning young people into zombies, mm-hmm. and we want that to be a state of emergency against drug addiction, and not just to open rehab centers, but dealing with the environment, because it's not so much the rehab centers that are the problem or the lack thereof, but the fact that you need to come home to the same environment after you've been through to a rehabilitation center,
mm-hmm.
that is so conducive for you getting stuck again or getting addicted again to the same drugs. So as young people, that those are the main issues. And then lastly, most of us are volunteers in our communities, so we need there to be less bureaucracy and red tapes with young people that are currently running community initiatives, so that the government so it's not like we're expecting a hand down or an assistant from the government, but that we want to work together with the government and for them to remove the red tapes that are restricting us from doing even even an even greater job in the communities.
And with the state of drugs and how it's affecting the country, it's depreciating the minds of the youngsters, and that's where the asset of the country really lies. Deboho?
I mean, sure. This State of the Nation speech address itself is supposed to tell us, like we've said, we've mentioned earlier, what is the plan of the president for its citizens, you know. It's supposed to give us his highs and lows. It's supposed to tell us what he's done. But instead, the key focus of SONA always regurgitates the challenges and the problems of South Africa. And that, for me, says we're not moving forward. We just get general feedback in terms of education. I mean, the state of math and science in this country has been reduced to 20%, but the president has recorded that as an improvement. And I'm wondering, how do you say things like that? And how, as a country, do we let people like that to speak on false information, you know, that we're given? How are we going to hold that, I mean, the structures like that to account? You know, I mean, SONA failed on so many accounts. There was no mention of the youth policy. I mean, he acknowledged that debt is expensive, but there was no plan, no budget accrued to it. And for me, the greatest fear is that to every young person who was watching SONA to say, this is the country that we're going to be inheriting. Because ultimately, we are the ones who are going to be leading this country. And if we don't stand up to do something about things like this, then what hope is there for us to do anything better? So I'm saying SONA 2018... young South Africans from all races, from all sectors, from all structures need to come together with one voice, because what is also missing is that one voice of young people, because we all speak from our different sectors, and that is why we're not being heard, you know. So definitely many loopholes. The president is talking about 2 million jobs, and part of the jobs that he's mentioning are EPWP programs. 2 million of them he speaks of, and EPWP, I mean, income is 600,000 rand a month, which is like a fifth of the national minimum wage. What are you saying to young people? You are, because they are now being rendered into street sweepers. Again, we sit and we listen and we accept. So at the end of the day, it's not so much for me what the president says, but it's what the country does and says in response to what he says.
To what he says.
Sure.
And another thing I think I was expecting to see in Parliament last Thursday was, because young people are such a large demographic here in South Africa, and the appalling thing is that we only found old people in the gallery, of which I would expect, yes, they could be there, but also young people being represented. Also, Bongi talked about this on Twitter for quite some time, to say it was so appalling to say you're representing people, you're representing the whole country, but the people supposed to be representing them in the parliament are also not there. And also, you know, one of the other challenges that I think that you don't mention is the state of inequalities in this country, and also how young people can also be actively involved in bridging the gap between those inequalities. And also with what Bongi was doing with the local government works project, is that she's been trying to make sure that young people know how to engage with their councillors in a more constructive manner than us taking it to the street, taking all those tires, burning them and say, we want this, we want that. And also echoing Deboho's sentiments about our education also being minimized to a mere 20%. And also that's really appalling also, because yes, you would get those minimum, you could pass with those minimum requirements, but where will they get you?
And from your side, Adrian, we, as the shared sentiment in the studio is that the youth wasn't done much justice in the State of the Nation address. What could have been done better, and what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think one thing that will have to happen in our country is we say one thing, or we give lip service to very important issues, or the leaders do that without necessarily showing it via actions. For example, we would say we've got to support small businesses so that we can create jobs. That's where it will happen. But in most forums out there, like NEDLAC and so on, you have representation by large business, not small business. So we have a lot of, and in the same way, let me extrapolate very quickly, we would have politicians speaking about the importance of involving youth and empowering youth. But in the end, when you look at the forums where these things are discussed, very well highlighted now by one of your guests that when you look in the galleries, you didn't see much youth representation. So what I'm saying is SMEs will have to stand up and make themselves heard, and youth will have to get up and make themselves heard, like we created this platform on Cliff Central, so that we can have these dynamic guests in the studio and speak up, and we can bridge the gap between the current leadership, the older generation, if we can call it that, and the younger generation, who one day must lead this country. So my message to the young leaders like Activate and others would be to become more assertive and almost aggressive at times. Make sure and be jealous of your platforms where you can make yourselves heard, without breaking down that or those structures that will be needed thereafter. So I'm not in favor of breaking down universities to be heard. There's often a strong case for it, but the truth is you have to then use those structures again to achieve your goals after. So I think the youth are on the right track. We need more, better example, higher level of example from our top leaders, our politicians, definitely, like the behavior in SONA and in Parliament. And I can just look at our youngsters now and say, make yourselves heard. I hear the comments. It's mature comments. It's intelligent. We cannot underestimate the efficacy of our youth and their abilities to be able to become part of the solution anymore. Those days are gone. So keep making yourselves heard.
Thank you very much, Adrian. And just touching on that, what were some of your thoughts on what took place? EFF had some really good points to raise, but as always, it happens. There's drama in the parliament. DA had a very important point to make, but again, it led to the drama that was there. How can we effectively address such issues that they wanted to address without acting the way they acted?
I think the biggest...
Go ahead, Adrian.
Sorry, Bongani. Yeah, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, it truly starts right at the very top. In a big business, the pace is set, the behavioral pace and standard, all kinds of standards are set right at the top by the top leader, the CEO, and then his or her team, and so it filters all the way down. And that's the big challenge we have in our country, is that we cannot deny that leadership principle, that the example at the top sets the pace. We're all trying to fight against that principle in this country, and that's good. Otherwise, we'll die. But we're all trying hard to ignore the bad example of our top leader and to find other ways to instill a strong leadership culture and to find solutions and create movement, as you said in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
But the truth is, we need an exemplary leader up there who can actually stand up and say something and people listen. And they try their best to align with what the leader says. So it's got to start at the top. And that big drive to get rid of President Zuma, I'm afraid, you know, I interviewed him. And for a while I defended him, but I've stopped. Because he needs to go. For whatever reasons, he has to go so that we can somehow from the top change the leadership behavior through example. So that is, unfortunately, the first step. Anything else can dissipate. We can try our best. Activate can do what they want. We can do what we want. We can start rising from the bottom up. That'll all help. But in the end, we've got to clinch it, finally nail it with example from the top.
Thank you very much. What can be done going forward with Teboho, Teboho and Bongi? From the youth side, what do you think the youth can do to participate in the smooth transition of the country moving from that system to democracy and displaying good leadership for the generation that comes after us?
So I would like to echo Bongi's sentiments when she said that young people need to come and be organized themselves and come up with one voice. I think that's the who also said that. To come up together and say with one voice, this is what we want, this is what we don't want. Because what has been happening most with our government is that they've been doing a top-down approach, other than doing a bottom-up approach to say, what do young people want? What does this demographic want? And going up and going forward like that. And so it's been quite a give and go. Also, with the policies they've been implementing, yes, they do sign policies into action, but do we really see the implementation part of it? No. So it's part of that to say young people also need to be involved from the planning stages of any policy that is going to take place in their country to the implementation, to decision, until they see the policy through.
Okay, I do agree with Adrian when he says that leadership is at the top.
But from my side, I feel that power starts at the bottom, you know, at grassroots level, where the people are, which is where information about SONA really doesn't reach its people, you know, the citizens to whom it's supposed to be serving.
Intended listeners.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's why as Activate, we're working at grassroots level with young people, meeting people where they are, so that they are able to address issues and escalate them to the top. Because if you don't have a sense of understanding on how do you speak to government at that level, how do you navigate the socioeconomic structures, how do you communicate with the structures of government, do you even know and understand how the structures of government operate?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot win any war if you don't know the enemy, you know. And so for us, it's starting right at the bottom to get us to the top. And 2019, as we speak, is that crucial time for young people to be able to speak in volumes. Are we going to sit and talk about the challenges of this country? Or are we going to come out in our big numbers and say, this is who I think should lead me as a young person. This is who I think should lead this country. And do it, you know. I mean, we've always failed from generation to generation and resort to violence. But this is that unique and beautiful time in 2019 to say, have your say.
Bongi, what are your final thoughts, quickly?
Okay, what I'd like to, my final thoughts are that as young people, we just need to, so many times you think of problems as them being up there, the president needs to do this and that, but I as a young person as well have a responsibility to drive change where I am. I say that all young people everywhere, all South Africans, we need to start with what we have. I need to start with where I am, the local levels of leadership. Are you in touch with your ward councillors, your local councillors? And take it from there, just start getting involved from there, and then it will twinkle up and eventually lead up to national government. I mean, if you have a look at the campaigns that we're currently running, such as the Youth Making Local Government Work, where at grassroots level we're trying to get young people to link up with their newly elected councillors to find out what the youth matters are and how we can work together with government or local government to ensure that change happens. So not so much to just wait. I mean, as the South Africans, we have this tendency of just voting and then sitting and waiting for people to do things for us.
Mm-hmm.
But us as young people, as the majority of this country, we need to start where we are
be part of the solution,
be part of the change, and take part in local structures. I mean, you know, your local ward councillors, your youth structures. We need young people at that level. Then we're going to see a big representation one day, hopefully, in Parliament.
In Parliament.
Yes.
Adrian, what are your closing remarks?
No, I'll just echo what these youngsters are saying, and I don't want them for one moment to hear or misunderstand that I say we must wait for the leader at the top, you know, to set the example. I think in the end, when the leaders at the top wake up, they will realize that they've got such a strong civic organization with young people and all kinds of South Africans making a change that they will have to follow one method, and that's serving us, rather than thinking that we're the citizens and we must bow down to them and get out of the way when their blue light brigades come from behind. They will really start realizing that they've got no choice but to have servant leadership sort of style. So we must continue activating. We must continue our momentum from the bottom up. There's no doubt about that, and creating movement. And then one day when the top wakes up, they'll realize that the only way they are relevant is if they have a service mentality. And that day will come, I think.
Thank you very much, Adrian, for joining us in studio. And thanks to Activate and to Deboho and Bongi for joining us in studio. I think this should be an ongoing conversation, that we should include more young, dynamic leaders to be part of the conversation, because once we hold more and more of these conversations, we are able to now address the issues that are presented by this narrative. So to our listeners at home, please be part of the conversation on YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram, and Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook. And next week we should be able to have more of what we had today, and discussing more about the leadership and more on the state of the nation address. We have Kaise Boy on Twitter that says that the actions of the EFF raffling the ANC and otherwise other parties as well, their behavior is showing them that they are aware of what's going on. And so we should keep pretty much the conversation going. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Youth Leadership Platform. We hope that you've got some insightful information from today's show, and do tune in next week, same time, same place. But for today, stay tuned for the second part of the Youth Leadership Platform segment, which is showcasing musical talent. CliffCentral.com